And hello, welcome back to Confidence Unchained podcast. I'm so excited. And I find that I say that every single time, but I am excited every single time because the people that have accepted the invitation are awesome, are people that are doing great things and that keep it real and that I know personally and that I knew were going to be able to answer the questions in the way that I wish I had the answers to back when I was struggling with this issue. So again, this season, we're talking about how to marry your calling to your vocation and what it took and how what happened after you did that. So that's what we're talking about. And today is not different from any of the other days. We are talking to the ever lovely Pastor Kimberly Jones, PK, as her friends call her. And she is just like everything. She's everything. She is an amazing woman of God. She's a crazy, awesome speaker. Like when she speaks, like the walls just go down because she's so powerful. And she's an amazing, mighty woman of prayer. And she co-pastors in Stone Mountain, Georgia, with her awesome husband, Apostle L.D. Jones. And they have an amazing church, they have amazing ministry. And she's also a very powerful coach. She's got an amazing, thriving practice, coaching and just blessing people left and right. So I'm glad to be able to call her my friend, my sister, my mother, everything. She's just awesome. So PK, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. What an awesome introduction. I was looking for that lady you were talking about.
That is you, my dear. I'm so glad that we get this time to talk and hopefully bless some people. So for those of you that for some reason have no idea who you are, tell them a little bit about you in your own words.
Sure. Well, as you stated, I am a woman of faith, and I always have to start there because that is the overarching theme of my life. I love the Lord, and in doing so, I'm able to show that in so many different ways. My husband and I, as you mentioned, we have been pastoring together here in the Atlanta area for about almost 16 years now, and it's been amazing. And so I am a co-pastor at Prevailing Love Worship Center in Stone Mountain, Georgia. I love what it is that God has called us to do there together. In addition to that, I'm also a master life coach. I'm the CEO and founder of Living on Purpose Life and Empowerment Coaching. And under that umbrella, I have the amazing opportunity to work with so many phenomenal people. I do individual coaching, one-on-one, and then I do group coaching. And most recently, I have started a coaching certification program where I actually train up and certify those individuals who know that they've been called to do the same thing. So I love to do that. In addition to that, I love writing. I am an author of 3 books right now, 40 Days of Biblical Declarations, also The Prayer Protocol, and The 21-Day Journey to Your Spiritual Awakening. Those are the 3 books that I've authored so far, and I know there are more to come. In addition to that, I love mentoring. There are a lot of up-and-coming young women in the ministry and just in business that I have an opportunity to mentor. And I love doing that. I'm a people person. I'm a people pusher. I love people. And those are all of the things that God has called me to in this season. Now, my most important duties occur within my family. I am a wife to an amazing man of God, Apostle Louis D. Jones, Jr. We've been married for about 17 years now, and we have 2 wonderful children and 1 grandchild. And family is where it all starts and begins. So that's me in a nutshell. I think that's all of it.
That's see how much it is. I love that. I love that. It's a lot of that. And yeah, I love that you are coaching other people, that you are training other people, certifying other people to do what God has called them to do. And I love that you don't shy away from teaching them how to do it in a faith-based way, which is awesome. So you're doing that now. You've been doing this for a bit. At the beginning, did you ever struggle with, am I a businesswoman or am I a pastor? Am I a preacher? Like, oh, and do I keep those things separate? And how do I marry the two? Was that ever a time that you struggled with that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when we started the church, you know, several years ago, I threw myself into it like 100%. And so my total focus was on being a good co-pastor and being a good spiritual mom and being a good helpmeet to my husband in that setting. And so my whole life was nothing but ministry. Entrepreneurship was not in the picture. And so that was my, you know, that was my heartbeat. And as the time progressed and the Lord began to open up some different avenues for business, I began to wonder and ask myself, how am I going to do both of these? And as a matter of fact, because my life had been so engrossed in ministry, I almost, and I'm just going to be truthful, I almost felt guilty about doing business because of the amount of responsibility that comes along with pastoring and pouring into the lives of people on that level. And now here I come with this whole business thing. And of course, you have some folks that are wondering, well, what are you doing? You're a pastor. Why are you in business? And why are you, you know, having prices and registration for classes when you're a pastor and you're supposed. So when I tell you I've dealt with it, I've definitely dealt with it.
Wow. Yeah, I can hear it. I can hear it be like, why isn't that free, right?
Right.
The free ministry.
Absolutely.
My goodness. So then what happened? How were you able to do it? And then how did God show up after you said, okay, I have a business?
Well, what happened initially is I was in relationship with a business consultant who reiterated to me initially that I needed to be very careful about dividing and creating a line of delineation between ministry, church, and my business. That I was building my brand at that time. I was building, and actually the brand was really much, pretty much around my name versus the business, because there were so many different facets to what I was going to be doing. But I was advised to really make that separation. And me being green, I'm not knowing what's going on. I'm like, oh my goodness, I have to do that. You know, I have, it was a new arena for me. And I thought, well, you know what, that's what I have to do. And so for just a short amount of time, I worked at, okay, how do I divide this? How? And I can remember one day, after being out on social media for a little while, I remember one day, just all of this conversation going on in my head, Catherine, of, okay, watch what you say. Try to be more business-like, try to talk about, you know, and, you know, kind of tone down. And all of a sudden the Holy Spirit was like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like this, you are you. You are who I called you to be. And you are a Christian life coach. Your business is a Christian business. How could you ever separate the two? And so at that point, it's like a light bulb came on and I had this epiphany of, you know what? I don't have to work this hard to be, you know, something that God didn't call me to be. He called me as an entrepreneur. He called me as a woman of God, a woman of faith, a preacher, a teacher, you know, all of that. And I don't have to separate it. As a matter of fact, that is the very thing that kind of sets me apart in what I do as a coach. And I tell everybody this. I said, you know, I may not be everybody's coach and everybody may not agree with the way that I do it, but this is the way that God called me to do it. And so the two must marry. There is no delineation. There is no separation. My ministry is my business and my business is my ministry.
Wow. I love that. You are who you are. You are who I called you to be. That's powerful. And that probably just free you to be like, why would I present myself in a fragmented way when God said, be whole?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow, that's powerful. I love that. And then you said the one thing, and that's the one thing that sets you apart. So the one thing that you struggle with the most that you were going to leave out was the one thing that was going to open the doors for you. And one thing that I learned myself was that when I was doing it, I got a following, but then I couldn't be myself. And that's just the worst feeling ever, because I couldn't even talk the way that I talk. I couldn't even say, God bless you. Like, I find myself about to say it because I always want to bless people. And it's like, oh, I can't say that. I'm going to pray for you. I can't even say that either. So I found myself walking on eggshells with the platform that I built, because they were following not a real person, if you will.
That's good.
Yeah. Powerful. And I love what you said, the two must marry. Yeah, absolutely. Once you do that, it's amazing. Did you receive any opposition from like your business friends and other people that were doing business separately? Did anybody tell you, oh, you know, what are you doing?
Well, you know, I did get that same here and there. I would get that same, you know, I know you're doing good, but you'll do better if you separate it, you know? And then you would kind of get out there and you would see other people doing their thing. And even though they wouldn't talk directly to you, you would kind of hear it, you know, you would kind of hear it in what they were doing. And, you know, so that question mark kind of stayed there for a little while. And then I would have people who would ask me, how can you charge? Because I would do courses like the prayer protocol was a course. And there was a fee for the course. And I would get questions like, how can you charge people to teach them about prayer? Or how can you, you know, I did this other thing, this jump class, and I've done an acceleration class. And they're all based upon the word of God, because that's my number one source when I create my courses. And people would ask, how can you do that? And this is what I realized, you know, I have been praying to God for a long time. God, you know, I want to be able to do what I love to do. And God knows that we have need of things. The Bible says that He knows what we have need of before we ask Him. And while God all the time was trying to present me with a solution to do what I love and to do what I'm good at and to do what brings honor to Him and get paid for it, He was giving me the solution. And had I continued to listen to people, I would have missed out on my solution. Why can I not be blessed by my gifts? And I know, and this is the thing, and I know if I'm getting ahead of myself, but this is the thing, is that I had to learn that when I'm in the pulpit on Sunday morning, when I'm at a conference preaching somewhere, I don't ask people, I don't talk about business at that time because it's not appropriate. I preach, I minister. And so God had to show me, Kim, you have the wisdom and the insight to know when, and to know how, and to know how much. You have that wisdom. That helped me a lot.
Oh, that just helped me right there. I love that you have the wisdom to know when and how much, when to go in. I love that so much. And yeah, it reminded me of 2015. I think it was 2015 and people kept asking me for this. Can you help me with my book? Can you help me with my book? And you remember the struggle? Nice. I wouldn't do it. Fear kept me back. And it was the thing that I love. I love writing. It's like I breathe it, right? Because if you cut me open, you're going to find like writing inside of me, right? And I fought it because I was like, but I'm doing this other thing. And like, if I do that, somebody else is going to get mad. It was like, God's like, and then the moment I surrendered, it was like, I've been waiting for you to say yes to this thing. And it's effortless.
Yes.
It's amazing. I love that. You know, the wisdom of when and how much. I so, so love that. So, okay. So you step out and you do it. What do you learn about God that you didn't know before you jumped and after you jumped? And then He showed you, what did He show you about Himself?
He showed Himself to be true to what the word says. And when the word says that He perfects those things concerning us. And many times as people of faith, we tend to think that it only applies to spiritual matters. Like He's perfecting me for ministry. He's perfecting me to help others in a ministerial role. But when the word says that He's perfecting those things concerning us, it means everything. And that word perfect does not mean that we get it right every time. But what it means is that we walk in maturity. And so maturity spiritually and naturally means that we are doing it to the max. We're doing it. We're learning. We're evolving. We're allowing God to take part in what we're doing. We're allowing Him to illuminate places that need improvement. Like He's perfecting all of that. So what I realized is that He was maturing me, not only as a woman of God in the pulpit, but He was maturing me as an entrepreneur out here in the business world. Like He was perfecting me all the way around. And it still is.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know if you feel this way, but it's almost like you're going to business school with God.
Yeah. I do. And I always say that he's the CEO of Living on Purpose. Like He's the real boss of Living on Purpose. And He promises not to leave or forsake me. So I'm not in business by myself.
No. And you know what happens when He is the boss? The way that we work is different, because I find I don't fool around. I used to, you know, like you can go online and check stuff. I'm not fooling around because I know He's my boss. So I'm like, and it's not even out of fear. Like I want to, want to perform. I really want to give, because it's like, the more I do it, the better I get. And the more rewards I get just by being obedient.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. It's amazing. It's so amazing. So a couple years gone by, what would you, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self?
I would tell my younger self to move quicker I would tell my younger self to not hesitate and to LOL, live out loud sooner. That's what I
love that. Come out and sooner, absolutely, because it's a faith walk.
It is
a faith walk, and it's an awesome faith walk, because it's not faith if you can see that it's gonna work out. That's the funny thing about business, right? I'm sure that people said, you're gonna leave what? You're gonna leave that job? Like, talk to me about that. Like, what happened when you said to people, finally, I'm just walking away?
Yeah, you know, I didn't walk away from something that was not established, something that was not professional. I was in the counseling field. I was working in a very well-established profession. I had gone back to school and I had my master's degree in counseling, and I was set for that career. If I had chosen that, I was set for that career. And so, for all those that looked on, they did. They kind of looked like, you know, you put all this time, you know, all this money, you know, I know that counseling and that setting was your dream. What are you doing? Why are you putting all that on the line? And I had, you know, a couple people, you know, even family members to say, you know, are you sure this is what you're going to do? You did what? You left that job, that good job. And this is what I always tell folks, you know, I got the green light. I got the green light, first of all, from God. I got the green light from my amazing husband. And that was enough for me. And so I can remember the day I walked out of my job with my box in my hand, with all of my stuff in it. And I'm walking out the door and I'm looking back and the guys are waving. And it's in this, like, am I really doing this? Am I really doing this? And even on my job, they were like, you're going to do what? You know, like, and you walk off, and I had a couple of clients, Catherine, but I had never done, as a matter of fact, when I walked off the job, I had never done some of the things that were ahead of me. I just knew that God had it all lined up and that it was all going to work out. But was I a little hesitant? Was I a little fearful even? Yes, but I could not allow myself not to do what I tell people to do every day, which is do it afraid. I tell people, if you have to do it with your teeth chattering and with your knees buckling, you got to do it anyway. And so I had to take that walk. I had to do that.
Right. Yeah. Because the thing is that I don't know why we think, or we have been told, that if you're going to do the walk, you better be sure about it. No fear. You'll know exactly what's going to happen. Otherwise, don't do it. And if we were to do that in everything, we would never do anything.
Never.
It's not ever 100% secure. There's not such a thing.
Right. I still totally agree with that. So it was different. It was a leap of faith. I tell you, it was a leap of faith.
Wow. Well, I know that other people couldn't tell at all. I mean, it looked from over here, it looked good. From over here, it looked like you knew exactly what you were doing. Yes. It looked good.
He'll do that for us though. He'll do that. He hides us. Yeah. He hides us. And so when people, sometimes I would look at myself and I would look at some of the things that I was doing and I would be like, who is that? And it's because God says that he hides us. You know, he hides us in the cleft of the rock. He hides us. And if we find that secret place in him, that, you know, we find peace, we find that he's our refuge. We find that, you know, he goes out and he showcases us in the way that he desires to do it. And it's always the right way. And it always looks good because he's in the forefront.
I love that. And that, I find that to be so true. There are so times it's like, how, like, that you being out, right? Because you put yourself out there and there's some people that haven't seen you until the right time. And then they're like, I don't know, but I just saw you. And you're like, I've been out here. I'm like putting myself out there, but he does it at the appropriate time.
Absolutely.
Powerful. And that's so awesome. That is so awesome. I so love that. So there's somebody that's watching or listening, whichever way they decided to watch or listen to the podcast. And they're like, okay, well, of course, PK, you know, she's a co-pastor, her husband is an apostle, and she's been doing it for a while, right? And Catherine's been doing it for a little bit. So it's easy for them. Like, what word of encouragement would you give them for that person that's like on the edge of, God is calling me to step up? God is calling me to marry these two things, and it's very scary. But what is that thing that maybe you would, someone has said to you when you were still entertaining doing that?
Yeah, I would tell that individual who's kind of, you know, vacillating or trying to make that decision that the playing ground is level. It's level, and none of us have any more access or favor or opportunity than the other. That if we will truly do what Matthew 6:33 tells us to do, to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all of these things will be added unto you. Meaning and including your business ventures, your creative ideas, your books, or whatever's on the inside of us. That at that, we have that same power of choice. And the playing ground is level. And for any of us who will say yes to God and yes to the risk and yes to the opportunities, he will do amazing things in our lives. You don't have to always understand it. As a matter of fact, you won't understand it. And this is something that the Lord just said to me recently. You know, we hear people say it all the time that God won't put more on us than we can bear. The reason why that statement is true is because when things begin to be heavy for us or bigger than us, then God comes in and he takes up the slack. And so it's not us bearing it at all. You don't have to run your business by yourself. You don't have to know all the answers. God is the God of all wisdom and all knowledge. And everything that you need to know, he'll bring it your way. This is what the Lord said to me a few weeks ago. If you build it, they will come. And we know that that's a line from a really popular movie, The Field of Dreams. But he said that to me in my ear 2 weeks ago. If you build it, they will come. Meaning that if we just step in that place of being obedient, that he'll take care of the rest. He'll bring the clients. He'll bring the money. He'll bring the building. He'll bring the education and the certification or the qualifications, whatever you need. All we have to do is stand in that place of being builders to build it.
Amen. Yeah, absolutely. And I love what you said. We all have the power of choice and everything you need to know you have. Because the thing, what I'm finding, and you tell me if this is the same thing you experience, if God had said to me all the things he had prepared for me or that I was going to be able to do with him, I would have laughed, probably cried, and run the other way.
Yeah, all of that.
All of that. Like, how? Like, that version of you in that moment cannot even comprehend the idea of it all.
Oh, no. And there's so much power in our simple yes. And this is what we do sometimes is we begin to think about everything. How am I going to get the business? How am I going to get the clients? How am I going to do the marketing? How am I going to, when really the starting point should just be our unconditional, uncompromised yes to God. And he takes care of the rest. He really does.
It's amazing. I know it sounds like a cliche and we say it a lot, but when you step out and you live it, you can say, yeah, he will. And he does, because he has.
Yes. And he does faithful. I mean, there are things that when I look back, and I know there's so much more to come, but when I look back, I see some things, I see some ideas. I can remember times sitting at my computer, Catherine, and I know you can relate to this. I would just be sitting working and all of a sudden this idea would just pop in my head. Like, I can remember one time I was just typing, I was doing something else, and all of a sudden the Lord gave me one word. And from that word, I created a whole program, just that one word. But it was inspired by the Holy Spirit. God knew that I was open and that I was willing to submit my business ventures and everything about my life, that I was not going to compartmentalize and say, God, you can take care of all of this, but over here, I got this. When I opened up and I said, God, it's all yours to start with. I mean, ideas, connections, this whole social media thing, Periscope, Facebook Live, that is God's doing.
The people that we have met, like in places that we even haven't been there yet. And people know who you are, like people holding your book in other countries.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Showing up for your speaking engagements. Like, I know people show up and you're like, hi, I am screen name such and such. And you're like,
yes,
it's powerful. Yeah, it sure is. And it's, you know what I appreciate about your journey and the journey of all the people that you and I watch together is that it encourages us.
Yes.
It's like I never feel like, oh no, so Pastor Kim is doing that. There's no way I'm ever going to get to that point. It's like, look, she gets to do that. So that means there's hope for me yet, and there's room for me to grow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That partnership and that connection. I mean, that's the other thing. We can't do this by ourselves. If I had not met amazing people as yourself and some other folks out there who God has connected me to, I know that it would not have been possible. But connections are part of the plan. Relationships are part of the plan. And we can't leave that aspect of it out.
No. I was doing a broadcast yesterday about, people always talk about, it's not what you know, but who you know. And I've been hearing that my whole entire adult life, like so many times. And yesterday it dawned on me when God blessed me in the way that I shared with you at the beginning of the show. I know people, but the person that I know that connects everything is God. Yes. And we so many times act like, I don't know anybody. It's like, no, you know the person. That's it. Yes. He'll hook it up. He'll make sure that he weaves everything together, but you know the person to know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's awesome. We do know the person.
We do. And he's not stingy with the connections either. Like I see him weaving some crazy patterns. I'm like, wow, how on earth? I just gave up. I gave up trying to figure it out.
Right.
Can't figure it out. My goodness. Well, as usual, I can talk for you forever because we just connect and I just so love what you're doing. But tell the folks what's coming next for you, because I know there's so much. You have conferences with a big S, speaking engagements, and more books are coming and certifications. What's happening next?
Well, we're going to continue on with Living on Purpose. And as I mentioned earlier, we just launched our certification program. And so those are going to be ongoing, as well as some of the other group stuff that I'm doing out there. My website, which is www.kimberlyj.net, is where you can find out all of this wonderful information as far as the coaching is concerned. And so we're going to keep on coaching. We're going to keep on certifying. What's coming up real soon too is a leadership coaching program where I'm really going to be pouring into women in leadership. And so that program is forthcoming. On the ministry side of it, I have at the end of July, July 29th and 30th, I'm going to be right here in the Atlanta area at the Awakening Reloaded event. It's a mini version of the greater event that I have every year in October, which is the Awakening Women's Encounter. And that's going to be October 12th through the 14th this year. And our whole theme is shift, going from exile to excellency. And so we're looking for those women leaders who need that extra support, that extra encouragement, that prayer, that prophetic word that is going to catapult them into their next season. So that's what that awakening is going to be like, and what it's going to be about. And the Awakening Reloaded is the end of July. And we're just going to keep on doing what God has called us to do. I'm just excited about it all. For the awakening, you can go to momentofawakening.org and find out information about that as well.
That is awesome. I'm really excited about all of that, but I'm really excited about your leadership coaching program.
Yes.
That is going to be life-changing because you and I believe in the same thing in terms of training. Like I am a perpetual student. I think I'm going to be learning when I'm like with the little pearls and you know, with a little holding my bag, because learning is like the key to everything. And I love that you're going after leaders because there's always new things to learn and new ways of training other people. And almost like, you know, how we always pouring on other people.
Yes.
It's not go to a place and somebody pours onto us.
Yes, yes. And there are so many leaders out there who are not getting that and they're being depleted. The Lord told me with this particular program that I was going to go after the Moseses, but if that, I can say it that way, who are on the backside of the mountain, and it's time for them to come out and to walk in their position as whatever it is that God has called him to be. It was time for Moses to step in the position of a deliverer. He had hung out and hid long enough, and it was time for him to come up out of there and begin to embrace what it is that God had for him. I believe that there are so many women that are hiding on the backside of the mountain There are women that are living in obscurity, that are sitting in the back, and they're supposed to be sitting in the front. And those are the women that I'm going after.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. So that's the end of July 29th and 30th. That's going to be awesome. Leadership coaching program. I'm excited. So KimberlyJ.net, we're going to have all those links on the comment, on the description of the show so they can get a hold of you. I am just so excited. I'm so excited to see what God is doing, because I just see, like, all I can see, if I was keeping score of God, I'll be like, faithful, 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 faithful.
I love it.
Because he doesn't disappoint.
No.
Never, ever.
Never.
I love it. So one final word for those people that are watching people that are doing well. Like, what would you tell them in terms of, yeah, somebody else is doing well, but like, what about you?
Yeah. Yeah. I would tell them, this is something I've been saying a lot lately, is don't be afraid to show up big. Like, don't be afraid to show up big. And, you know, that means showing up boldly, intentionally, and God's way. Don't be afraid to show up big, and don't ever dummy yourself down because somebody else does not understand your assignment, your gift, and your call. Do it exactly like God has called you to do it. He blesses the authentic version of you and me. He doesn't bless the facade, but he blesses authenticity. And when we can walk and embrace who we really are, that's what real success is all about, Catherine, is when we can walk in our own skin and say, this is who I am, this is how God called me to do it, and I'm going to do it until he says different.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. That's real success, when you can be your real self. Because you know what happens when you lie? You forget, because it's not the truth. When you're real you, you can show up and just not worry about it, because this is just the authentic you.
Yes.
That's powerful. That's powerful. Thank you so much for your time today. I knew it was going to be powerful. And of course, the time with you did not disappoint. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I know you're very busy, and I know that people are going to be blessed by your expertise and your candor and keeping it real. That's one thing that I really like about you guys as a couple and in ministry and in business too, that there's no front. Like, I always had it together. Everything was always wonderful. That doesn't bless anybody. So I want to thank you for that.
Amen. I thank God for you too. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you, my son. I appreciate that. I love you right back. So guys, there you have it. I told you it was going to be an awesome show. And of course it was. Go check out my sister. I am biased because I think, you know, she's amazing, but she totally is, as you can see now. Go check her out. All the links, all the information is in the description. Show up big. Like, God did not make you small. That feature about you that is different, and you probably got beat up for it or got made fun of, that's the thing that's going to set you apart. I know what I'm talking about, because God's done that for me in several areas of my life. So I'm telling you, it's happening for a reason. It's a setup. And when God sets you up, he leaves everybody else with an egg on their face and you looking real good. So step out big time, because God has amazing things for you. I'll see you next week with another awesome guest, where we're going to talk about how to marry your vocation to your calling. God bless you, and we'll see you next week.